The reading from the Old Testament is written in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Then fear not, O Jacob, my servant, declares the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from far away, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return and have quiet and ease, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with you to save you, declares the Lord. I will make full end of all the nations among whom I scattered you, but of you I will not make a full end. I will discipline you in just measure, and I will by no means leave you unpunished. For thus says the Lord, your hurt is incurable, and your wound is grievous. There is none to uphold your cause, no medicine for your wound, no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They care nothing for you. For I have dealt you the blow of an enemy, the punishment of a merciless foe, because your guilt is great, because your sins are flagrant. Why do you cry out over your hurt? Your pain is incurable, because your guilt is great, because your sins are flagrant. I have done these things to you. Therefore, all who devour you shall be devoured, and all your foes, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall be plundered, and all who prey on you I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord, because they have called you an outcast. It is Zion for whom no one cares. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intentions of his mind. In the latter days, you will understand this. O Lord, have mercy upon us. The epistle is written in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute and afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. O Lord, have mercy upon us. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, This man is calling for Elijah. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for midweek Lent 5 is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter, which was just proclaimed from the lectern. How many are the wounds that man has inflicted upon the Savior in his passion, suffering, and death? You've pondered together the wounds throughout this Lenten tide, the wounds of betrayal, apathy, denial, and mockery. Through these Lenten midweek services, you have seen yourselves, your own lives, according to your sinful flesh, reflected in Judas, in the sleepy three, in Peter, and even in the soldiers. Yet of all the wounds that the Lord received, none so struck, so terrorized, and so weighed on him as the one that is brought before you tonight. You did not inflict this wound. It came from his Father. It's the wound of abandonment. From out of the unspeakable depth of his agony on the cross, the Lord cries out his very own words from the Psalms. Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? A Lutheran preacher by the name of Pastor Kretzmann ponders this cry of agony by stating, Suddenly on a Friday afternoon, a man was forsaken of God, cut off from the living and the dead, utterly and ultimately alone. The sudden emptiness in those shadowed eyes. It was then, much more than afterward. It was in the abandonment that you could say he died. You see, this is sin. It is not merely a matter of murder, adultery, gossip, or all of the other sins that everybody wants to toss off as not that big of a deal. Sin is sin, from the smallest to what man wants to qualify as small to great. Sin is sin. Some want to say it's what you do and what you don't do. Kretzmann says, sin is always loneliness. It is cutting yourself off from God. It is a deliberate turning away from truth, from goodness, from heaven. You see, this is redemption. All of the cutting off he took into himself, alone, there in the dark. Now, what comes to understanding, if he took on the sin, then he takes on the loneliness. He became sin for you. Thus, the loneliness. Dear people loved by God, as all the sin of the world is laid upon the Lamb of God, as he owns it as his very own, he experiences in himself what every one of those sins really desired and demanded. Leave me alone, God. Go away and leave me be. And so he does. This is the bitterest dregs of the cup of wrath that Jesus will drain down for man in its entirety. He will taste what it is. That is hell. He will taste it for all of mankind. He will know the loneliness so profound that its pain is unimaginable for you. How can you begin to understand what it was like for Jesus in that moment? The eternal Word, who had delighted in the Father's presence before the ages came to be. The eternal Word, who took on flesh from the Virgin without ever leaving the presence of his Father. The Word made flesh, who lived among man as all men were meant to live, conscious of his Father's never failing love and the presence of the Father's ever guiding hand. And now all of that is withdrawn, and Jesus is alone. All alone as he hangs on the cursed tree. Some people sadly joke about hell because they figure, oh well, I know where I'm going, but I won't be the only one down there. At least I will have a lot of company when I'm down there. Wrong. Utterly wrong. Think of the story that Jesus uses of Lazarus and the rich man. In that story, the rich man is all alone. Lazarus has angels for company and Abraham, to whom he's so close that he can lay his head on his lap. The rich man hungers and thirsts for a human touch. The rich man cries out, send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But no visit relieves the terror of the rich man's abandonment and solitude and loneliness. He's all alone. And he will be forever. Ponder that and you will begin to understand the reality of damnation. Ponder that and you will see its true terror. Ponder that and it brings you to bow before the Savior, whose love for you was so great that he chose to enter that loneliness and to endure it in your place, that you would be set free from being terrorized by such a thought, set free to know that he would never leave you alone, never again. Talk about gospel. Because Jesus endured the wound of abandonment for your every sin, because he drained the cup of wrath down to its last and bitterest dregs, by the grace of God in repentance and belief, you can look to your Savior and pray with confidence, with the confidence of being heard, just as you sang. My Savior, be thou near me when death is at my door. Then let thy presence cheer me, forsake me nevermore. When soul and body languish, O leave me not alone, but take away mine anguish by virtue of thine own. Do you see it now? You, believing, baptized children of God, will never have to know exactly what Jesus went through in those darkest hours. You, believing, baptized children of God, will never have to face life of suffering or death alone. He has made sure of it. He will be with you. He will walk with you every step of the way, because hell itself has been undone. Death has been destroyed. Sin has been paid for. Forgiveness, life, and salvation has been won. And with all assurance and certainty, it is promised in the mercy seat, who is Christ. Your Savior, your Shepherd, attends you through the valley of the shadow of death, so that you fear no evil, for you are not alone, for He is with you. That's what He promises through Psalm 23, which He puts on your lips to pray. He is the throne of grace established by God for man to flee to as the only place of refuge. He is with you through His word and His sacraments. That's what you sang of. My Savior, be thou near me when death is at my door. Then let thy presence cheer me. How is He present? Just through the air? How is He present? Through His word and His sacraments. That's what comes to your ear. It's coming to your ears now. It will come to you as you meditate upon God's word, as you daily remember your baptism, as the pastor comes to your deathbed and speaks the words, gives you communion, holy absolution, brings you to remember. That's the presence of Jesus ushering you into your eternal presence with Him. That's what He has you calling out for, praying for. He is with you through His word and sacraments, and He will remain with you as He promised unto the very end of the age. Rejoice. God has sent His Son so that you would not be abandoned. Rejoice indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.